Mr. Dipshot, is Billy ready to go out? Everybody's waiting outside for him.
Billy's not coming out tonight. He's got to stay home and do his homework. He's listening to the Boxcar 7-Eleven old-time radio pod.
Well, there you go. More conclusive evidence that the Boxcar 7-Eleven old-time radio pod is not only good for you, it's recognized by all of academia to be an essential element in formulating necessary values in the development of the young and impressionable mind of your children. The Boxcar 7-Eleven old-time radio pod, where the oldies are still young.
Don't you think that whole thing about education is a little bit deceiving, Bob?
I really don't see how that's any more deceiving than anything else I say.
And now, My Little Margie, starring Gale Storm and Charles Farrell.
As we look in on the Albright apartment, Margie and her father Vern are celebrating a reunion with two old friends, Hank Davis and his daughter Babs. Hank and Babs have just moved back to town after living in Chicago for the past few years.
By golly, Hank, it's sure wonderful to be back together with you again.
I feel the same way, Vern. You're the best friend I ever had.
And Babs and I have just made a vow never to be separated again.
That's right, Margie. I can't tell you how thrilled I am at this reunion.
Vern, friends like you are rare. I'll never forget the time I fell out of a canoe into the lake. You jumped in and saved me. Oh, what a pal.
Oh, why shouldn't I save you? You had my pants on.
Remember that great time we had when we flew to Florida?
Oh, sure. Everything was wonderful but the flight. That airline hostess didn't like me.
How do you know?
Well, she kept fastening my safety belt.
What's wrong with that?
To the propeller?
Well, you men can amuse yourself with your reminiscences, but Babs and I are looking forward to the future, especially the good times we're going to have in our club, the Young Dead.
Oh, yes, I went to a meeting this afternoon with Margie, my first meeting in 3 years. It was terribly exciting.
What happened at the meeting?
Well, it started in the usual way. The president began by pounding with the gavel, and then I quickly made a motion.
Well, what motion did you make?
I pulled my hand away. It was under the gavel.
Well, after that, it was decided to have a big dance, and both Margie and I were nominated for chairman of the dance committee.
Rivals, huh? I hope it won't affect your friendship.
Never.
Never.
Here's your ice cream, Mr. Albright.
Freddy, I sent you after that quart of ice cream over half an hour ago. How come it took you so long?
Well, I was standing on the corner waiting for the red light to change.
So?
Well, how did I know that the red light was hanging over a hole in the street?
Oh, no.
Freddy, we were just talking about Margie and I both running for dance committee chairman.
Yeah, and you know something? They ought to give a prize at the dance, a silver loving cup.
For dancing?
No, for loving. Boy, when it comes to sitting them out, I'm just a demon.
Well, Freddy, they don't give cups for that. I'm surprised at you. You've got a brain. Why don't you use it?
He can't. Nobody ever showed him how.
He's still the same old Freddy. Absolutely incredible. In fact, preposterous.
Incredible? Preposterous? I wish you wouldn't use such big words when you talk.
Why not, Mrs. Odette?
It keeps me running back and forth from the keyhole to the dictionary.
Yep, and it's still the same Mrs. Odette, too.
Mrs. Odette, you remember Hank and his daughter Babs?
Sure.
Well, we're celebrating a reunion. Hank is my best friend.
I once had a best friend, but I lost him.
How did you lose your best friend?
I married him. How is your reunion working out, Mr. Albright?
Oh, great, great. Now, listen, Hank, just for old time's sake, how about a game of golf tomorrow?
Fine. I'll beat you as badly as the last time we played.
Now, wait a minute. You've got that all wrong. I beat you.
Vern, I remember the score distinctly. You shot a 99 and I shot an 84. You got into trouble on the 14th hole. I never could understand why that hole slowed you up.
Maybe there was a red light hanging over the hole.
Margie. Now, listen, Hank. You never were as good as golf as I was. I had the 84. Your score was 103.
Listen to the man. Vern, I don't mind your distorting the facts, but stop showing off in front of your daughter.
I'm not distorting. You're distorting. And you're showing off in front of your daughter. You're nothing but a distorter.
Oh, I'm getting confused. Which daughter? This daughter or that daughter?
You will never beat me in golf in a million years, you old fogey.
Why, you lame-brained, lopsided knuckle noodle? Are you calling me a liar?
Not yet, but it's a good idea. You're a liar.
And you're a phony, loud-mouthed braggart. I hope I never see you again.
That goes double. Come on, Babs. Let's get away from this miserable nincompoop.
Well, happy reunion.
Of all the ungrateful, coarse, boorish, obstinate people.
Dad, calm down. Frankly, I think it was your fault. Why don't you bring him a little gift and make up with him?
A gift?
Certainly. His nickname is Sweet Tooth Davis because he eats so much candy, isn't it? Well, bring him a box of candy. He'd love it.
Hi, Margie, Mr. Albright.
Hi.
Margie, I was talking to Babs on the phone, and she said she was coming over to see you.
Babs coming here? Margie, I wish you'd be more choosy about your friends.
Dad, be reasonable. Just because you and Hank quarrel doesn't mean Babs and I have to break up. Nothing will ever spoil our friendship. Not even the fact that we're running against each other for dance committee chairman.
Oh, by the way, Margie, Babs said that if she's elected chairman, she wants me to be on the committee. You think I should?
What a question. Freddie, you know I have an open mind. Babs is my friend. No matter who's elected chairman, it'll be very nice if you serve.
Okay, I just wanted to check with you.
Freddie, I wish you'd be more self-reliant. Can't you do anything without checking with me first?
Of course I can. Well, I better go. I want to work out some plans for the decoration.
Well, don't get any crazy ideas. Before you do anything, be sure and check with me.
Hank, old pal, I'm sorry. I feel like a fool.
So do I, Vern, old pal.
After Margie bawled me out, I thought things over. I just had to come over here and make up with you.
I'm glad you did. I was about to do the same. And thanks for this box of candy, Vern. You're a great guy.
Oh, I hope you like the candy, sweet tooth, old boy. I just want you to know that I'm a real friend.
And I'm a real friend.
Why, if I had only one pair of shoes, I'd give one shoe to you. If I had a pair of bookends, I'd give one bookend to you. And if I had the two most beautiful girlfriends in the world...
You'd give one girl to me?
Well, I don't know. With some things, you don't like to break up the set.
Oh, I'm so glad you came over, Babs. Honestly, aren't our fathers silly to quarrel?
Oh, definitely. We're on the opposite sides of the fence, but we'd never fight, would we, Margie?
Never. Why, you're the best friend I've got.
You're the best friend I've got.
We'll never break up.
Never.
No matter what happens.
No matter what.
Babs, I'm going to withdraw my nomination. I want you to be chairman of the dance committee.
No, Margie, I'll withdraw. I want you to have it.
Well, it doesn't mean a thing to me.
It doesn't mean a thing to me either.
Oh, but I definitely want you to have it.
Okay, I'll take it.
You will?
Yes, of course, and thanks for stepping out. I'll see you later, Margie.
I hate her. I hate her, I hate her, I hate her.
Hi, Margie. I just saw Babs leaving. I told her I got some swell ideas for the dance.
Freddie Wilson, you just forget that dance. Don't you dare serve with Babs Davis.
Huh?
Do you know what that creature did to me? She made me give up the nomination. She tricked me into it.
Oh, gee, that's terrible.
Hi, Margie. I've got some news that will really please you.
What news?
Oh, I got to thinking about what good friends you and Babs are, so I decided to make up with Hank.
What?
Excuse me, I see a storm blowing up and I'm heading for the cyclone cellar. Bye.
You made up with Hank? With the father of that treacherous, traitorous hussy who stabbed me in the back when I stuck my neck out?
What? You had your neck stuck to your back?
I'll never forgive her, never. She swindled me out of the chairmanship. I'm her enemy for life. Maybe even longer.
Now, hold it a second, Margie. I'd like you to be like Hank and me. We get along fine together. We never argue.
Yeah, I know. Except when you're talking to each other.
Don't be bitter. Now tell me, is Babs angry at you?
No, I'm the one who's angry at her.
Then she doesn't really dislike you?
Well, no, not that I know of.
Margie, since it's all so one-sided, don't you think that you might have been a little hasty?
Well, I really don't want to be angry with her.
Good. Now, that girl has a lot of fine qualities about her. I've always said so. You ought to make up with her.
I believe you're right, Dad. There's a meeting of the club tonight. I'll do it there.
Fine.
Margie, I took a walk around the block and I did some thinking. You're absolutely right about that dance committee.
What do you mean?
Well, if you can't be the chairman, I don't want anything to do with that creepy Dame Babs.
Freddie, how can you be so narrow-minded? Babs is a very nice girl.
Huh? Look, let's take this over from the beginning. I'll go out and come in again.
Freddie, Margie thinks very highly of Babs.
She does. Well, no wonder she's got an open mind. This kid has blown her top.
Well, my previous opinion of Babs was a temporary emotional reaction, but I've thought it over. After all, my heart is governed by my head.
Well, I hope your head doesn't get reelected. It's a pretty awful governor.
Hello, Margie. Did you make up with Babs at the meeting?
No, there were a lot of people there, and I couldn't seem to attract her attention. I better phone her at home.
Hello?
Hi, Babs. This is Margie.
Well, you've got your nerve calling me.
Babs, what are you talking about?
That hat you wore to the meeting, it was the same as mine.
The same hat? Me? At the meeting?
You did it deliberately.
Now, see here. I did not.
You did so, right in front of my new boyfriend. It made me look awful.
Well, that's nothing new. You always look awful.
Is that so? Well, it takes one to know one. Goodbye, you wretch.
Margie, what was that all about?
Oh, that horrible, awful, impossible creature.
Say, Margie, if you got a minute, I'd like to check some ideas with you now that you've made up with Babs.
Freddie Wilson, don't you ever mention her name to me again.
No.
I forbid you on pain of instant separation to associate with her in any way, now and forever, understand?
Margie, don't tell me that you and Babs are fighting again.
Dad, she's impossible. I will never make up with her.
Well, that's your problem. Just don't expect your feud to affect my friendship with Hank. Hank is the truest friend a guy ever had, and we expect to remain together forever.
Hey, Vern, I want to talk to you. You know I'm allergic to walnuts.
Allergic to walnuts?
Every one of those candies you gave me was a chocolate-covered walnut. I never realized it until I bit into a few of them, and then I broke out into a rash.
Oh, but Hank, believe me, I never knew
you
that...
You did it on purpose, just to get me to start scratching. Oh, there goes that itch again.
Oh, Hank, honest, I'm sorry about
that. I should have been suspicious the minute you came up with that candy. If I ever see you again, I'll punch you right in the nose. Goodbye.
Boy, you can hear him scratching all the way down the hall, Dad. What was that you were telling me about Hank being the truest friend a guy ever had?
Oh, be quiet.
Now, back to My Little Margie. Well, all Margie's and Vern's efforts to make up with Hank and Babs have failed, and they're pretty miserable about it. We find them now with their neighbor and friend, Mrs. Odette.
Margie, I still think you should make up with Babs.
No, it's out of the question.
I should say not.
Vern.
Oh, you again.
Vern, old buddy, I'm sorry. I shut off my mouth without thinking. I realize now you didn't know about my allergy.
Of course I didn't.
I'm a hot-tempered old sap. I want to apologize. And just to make it up to you, here's a little gift for you.
Hank, your championship bowling ball.
That's right. Custom made by Master Craftsman. The finest bowling ball you can get. And I want you to have it. Here.
Oh, boy. Let me wrap my hand around it. Oh, there. What a feel. What a balance. Oh, thanks a lot, Hank, old buddy. You're a real pal. The best friend I ever had.
I'll put the ball in the closet for you, Dad. Let me have it.
Here, Margie. Uh-oh. I can't get my fingers out of the holes.
Pull.
I am pulling. Nope, they're stuck tight.
Pour some oil in the holes. That'll lubricate your fingers.
Here, I've got some olive oil. Hold still.
Mouthful.
Oh, darn it, the oil splattered all over my suit. Oh, look at me, I'm covered with olive oil.
Now stick some lettuce in your ears and you'll look like a salad.
Dad, your hand is still stuck.
I know. Oh, darn you, Hank Davis, you did this on purpose. You knew my fingers would get stuck. You're just trying to get even.
Well, that's gratitude for you. I'm sorry I lowered myself to even speak to you again. Goodbye.
And don't come back.
I won't.
Dad, how are you ever going to get that ball off your hand?
Well, who knows? It's stuck tight. Well, everyone else has fingers at the end of his wrist. I have a ball.
Hi, Mr. Albright. Babs just told me your father was coming up here to be friends with you again. Congratulations. Put your hand out. I'd like to shake it. My, what a big fist you have.
Margie, I hear your father finally got that bowling ball off his hand. How did he do it?
He hit it against a very hard object and it cracked open.
A hammer?
No, Freddy's head.
Your father realizes now that Mr. Davis didn't really try to trick him, doesn't he?
Yes, Dad admitted his temper got the best of him. He's gone over to Hank to make up with him again.
Mom, do yourself a favor and make up with Dad. You'll feel better for it.
I will?
Certainly. And you'll be showing true nobility of character.
Well, I'd like to invite her over, but I know she won't come.
That remains to be seen. You do agree, though, that it would be nice if you girls made up?
Well, yes.
Well, that's fine. It's all settled.
What's all settled?
I knew I'd talk you into it, so I invited her over for you.
Hi, Margie.
Hi.
Hey, looks like you're getting ready for a party.
Oh, in a way. Dad's just coming over for tea.
Huh? Listen, about that open mind of yours.
Yes?
Don't you think it ought to be closed for repairs?
You don't understand. You see this hat? Well, Babs has one exactly like it. And when I wore mine to the meeting, she thought I did it on purpose. She was so upset it almost made her ill.
Yeah, that hat makes me gag a little, too.
But now she's coming over and I'll explain it was all an accident.
Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't you rip your hat apart? Destroy it.
Destroy my hat?
Sure, that'll show Babs that you're really sincere. It'll be a great way to convince her that you really want to be friends.
Freddy, that's a wonderful idea. I just know it'll work. Oh, there's the door. It must be Babs. Excuse me, Freddy.
Freddy! Come into the den, will you?
Coming, Mr. Albright.
Hi, Mr. Albright. Do you want me?
Yes. I looked out of the window and saw Babs Davis coming into the building.
And she's wearing a big, frilly hat. As a matter of fact, it looks exactly like the hat you're holding, Freddy.
Yeah, this is Margie's hat, the one that caused all the trouble. Margie wants to tear it up to eliminate any further chance of Babs getting sore.
Sounds very radical. Mr. Albright, do you think it's right to destroy Margie's hat?
I think it's right to destroy all women's hats. But, Freddy, what are you doing with it?
Well, I figured it would just about break Margie's heart to tear up her own hat, so I thought I'd do her a favor and do it myself.
Freddy, do you need an assistant?
Sure, Mr. Albright. Be my guest.
Oh, boy. You grab one end, and I'll grab the other.
Okay. You ready, Mr. Albright?
I'm ready.
You're such a wonderful friend. I should have known you didn't wear that hat on purpose.
Of course I didn't. And you know what, Babs? Just to show you how sincere I am, I'm going to destroy that hat.
Oh, Margie, you don't have to do that.
But I do. My hat was responsible for all the trouble, and I'm going to tear it to shreds.
Margie, I must say that's very noble of you.
Now, where did I put that hat of mine? Oh, here it is on the piano.
Isn't it amazing how much it looks like mine?
Yeah.
Really, you can't tell them apart.
I know. Go ahead, Babs. You do it.
Me? All right, Margie, if you insist.
Oh, I do. Start with that little ribbon on the top. That's fine.
I say, Margie, it's done. Freddy and I just... Oh, what are you doing with that hat?
Destroying it. Go ahead, Babs.
But you can't do that.
Dad, please don't interfere.
Oh, Margie, cut it out. Stop it. Stop it.
Now, Dad, this is girl stuff. Please don't butt in.
Oh, but Margie, listen to me. I...
There you are, Margie.
Yes.
It's completely ruined.
Oh, brother. And so are you.
Well, I'd better be getting home now, Margie. If you'll give me my hat.
Certainly.
Where did you put it? Well, it's funny. I thought, what did I do with it?
I can tell you, but you won't like it.
What do you mean, Mr. Albright? Where is my hat?
Well, there, and there, and there's a piece there, and that little feather you're holding goes with it, too.
You were tearing my hat apart?
That's what I tried to tell you. Freddie and I had Margie's hat in the den.
Margie Albright, you're the most contemptible person in the world. You're mean and dishonest and sly and conniving, and I hope I never see you again.
Margie?
Yes?
Maybe it's just a hunch, but I think she's mad at you.
Margie, I didn't mean to get you into trouble. I was only trying to help.
I don't need your help. I can get in trouble by myself.
Well, that's gratitude for you.
You're not so innocent either, Dad. You could have told me. Now you've really split up Dad's and me.
Well, what about Hank and me? Especially after we finally made up. He just called up and said he heard about what happened to Babs' hat, and he's coming over to see me right away.
Probably wants to take a poke at you.
Uh-oh, that's him. Hello, Mr. Davis.
I want to know only one thing. Who tore up Babs' hat? Was it you, Freddy?
No, sir, not me.
You, Vern?
No, not me.
It was me, Mr. Davis.
Oh, Margie, I could kiss you. That hat was driving me nuts. I hated it.
You did?
Am I glad it's gone. Vern, you've really got a smart daughter.
Why shouldn't she be smart? She takes after me.
Well, Babs needs a friend like that. And if she ever busts up with you again, Margie, I'll cut off her allowance. Now, she's waiting for you at home. Go on over there and kiss and make up.
I sure will. Can I get you something before I go?
Yeah. How about a martini, Hank? Old buddy?
Well, Vern, old buddy, we'll toast each other to undying friendship.
Right. To a friendship that will never again be broken. That will survive anything and everything. Forever.
Margie, I'll get the martini ingredients for you.
And Margie, don't forget the formula. 4-1.
No, Vern. The formula is 2-1.
Oh, come now, Hank. You're not going to tell me how to make a martini. It's 4 parts gin to 1 vermouth.
Oh, no, Vern. It's 2 gin to 1 vermouth.
4-1.
2-1.
4.
Go!
Don't you tell me how to make a martini. Well,
somebody's got to tell you. You don't know anything about it.
I know more than you.
In a pig's eye.
You can't talk that way to me, you idiot.
Don't call me an idiot, moron.
What a perfect friendship when other friendships have been forgot. Theirs will still be hot.
My Little Margie, starring Gale Storm and Charles Farrell, is based on characters created by Frank Fox and is produced and directed by Gordon T. Hughes. Freddie is played by Gil Stratton, Jr., and Mrs. Odets is Verna Felton. This program has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.